Did you catch Four Corners on Monday night? It was an investigation into the theft of water from the Murray-Darling River system. Water that had been bought back from farmers with billions of dollars of public money. Some cotton farmers in northwestern New South Wales are accused of taking water that is earmarked for downstream farmers, communities and the environment. The New South Wales government is also accused of undermining the entire Murray-Darling Basin plan because of a secret recording of the state's top water bureaucrat offering to help irrigation lobbyists campaign against the plan. Now, the revelations have severely eroded the trust among states, farmers and environmentalists that underpins the Basin Plan. Up and down the Murray-Darling, communities are outraged and calling for an inquiry into the operation of the plan. Well, this morning, two mayors from different areas along the river will give us their communities' reactions to the revelations and what needs to be done to restore trust. Keith Parks is mayor of the Alexandrina Shire Council. That's in South Australia. That sits right at the end of the river and covers a beef, sheep, dairy and grape-growing region. And Katrina Humphreys is mayor of the Moree Plains Shire Council. That's in northern New South Wales on the Queensland border. Now, the Moree Plains Shire is Australia's most productive local government area in terms of agriculture, and it's also home to one of the cotton farmers identified by the Four Corners investigation. Keith, Katrina, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Thank you.
Hi, Tom.
Katrina, how has your community reacted? I mean, are people shocked by the allegations of water theft?
Yeah, look, probably disappointed more than anything. There's a fine line in the sand on the accusation of theft too, because there's also counter-allegations out there that they had not been doing anything wrong, that they had permission to do it. So there's a line in the sand, but whichever way it is, pretty ugly.
I mean, were there suspicions of water theft by irrigators in the community before the Four Corners program?
There's been suspicions of water theft on bore drains before there was any irrigation. Yeah, there's nothing new about people knocking water off, you know, and it's not something that's necessarily totally relevant to New South Wales. It can be anywhere. Well, there was a book written about death on the bore drain. It's not acceptable, but it's been happening for a long, long time.
A lot of the agricultural production in your area, Keith, isn't water intensive, but you say many farmers have nevertheless invested in making their water infrastructure more efficient. I mean, how do they feel about farmers upstream taking water they're not entitled to?
Well, I mean, the water belongs to the Australian taxpayers. They've paid $13 billion to buy that water back for the environment. Irrigators in South Australia in general, right throughout, not just down in the bottom where we are, have spent millions of dollars on infrastructure over many years to reduce their reliability on the river, to protect the river and its health. So to see people wasting water wantonly is disgraceful, but also to see somebody taking water which the Australian community have paid for to protect the environment is a disgrace.
Yeah, but in order for the Basin Plan to work, farmers along the system need to have faith that others are doing the right thing, that they're not taking more of their allocated amount of water. I mean, how much of the revelations aired on Four Corners on Monday night, how much of that has eroded that trust?
Well, it's very important. Community confidence is critical in issues like this, and it can really affect the government and stakeholders who play a part in ensuring the success of the Basin Plan. It's really important that this plan is given a fair go and succeeds. So proper compliance of the water rules is critical for ensuring community confidence in the plan. And in our region, I mean, there are many parts of our region that still haven't recovered from 2008.
Does your community still stand by the Basin Plan as the best way of ensuring fair allocation of water and the health of the system?
Absolutely. We believe the Basin Plan is the best chance we've got to deliver a healthy working river, and the Basin Plan is already starting to deliver benefits downstream.
You're on Sunday Extra on RN, Tom Switzer with you. This morning I'm talking with two mayors, Keith Parks of the Alexandrina Shire Council in South Australia, and Katrina Humphreys of the Moree Plains Shire Council, that's in northern New South Wales, talking about how their communities have reacted to evidence of water theft from the Murray-Darling River. I mean, why do you think, Katrina, some farmers are driven to steal water from the Murray-Darling that has been earmarked for the environment?
Oh, look, there's only one word for that's greed.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. However, you know, and there's no condoning it. You know, water theft is serious stuff. And the other thing, there's been so much infrastructure and so much right throughout the whole of the whole, not just the Murray-Darling, but, you know, all irrigators and things have put huge amounts of infrastructure works into their land, and Australia needs irrigation. Australia needs more irrigation, and we actually need more water to really make the inland function properly, because we're so susceptible to drought. And the fact that people are being greedy is so unfair. I believe that one of the most important rights on a waterway is for stock and domestic. And if I don't know whether many of your listeners have had the sadness or the horrid experience of watching your cattle die from thirst and things like that. But you know, here we are, finding out with these revelations made Monday night that it is fact, not fiction. But also, here we are spending all this time arguing about this and disseminating it, when every day is one day closer to the next drought, and every $1 billion that gets wasted, squandered, misused, whatever, is $1 million that doesn't get put into better water infrastructure. There's been some fantastic work done in on-farm efficiencies and things like that, mainly to be able to amass the environmental water flows and things like that. For example, Copeton Dam was opened in the 1970s, and it was built purely for irrigation purposes on the Guadalupe Valley. About 27% of that dam water has now been allocated to the environment. So they talk about billions of litres, which is quite startling, in Four Corners. And you know, you can talk about water in many different ways. You can talk about it in litres, but we usually talk about it in megalitres or gigalitres. Like, there's a billion litres in a gigalitre. Mm. So I think it's better to talk about it in megalitres or gigalitres, mainly for city people to be able to understand, because it's a vast, like Copeton Dam, for example, holds about 1.3 million megalitres of water. It's about the size of three Sydney harbours. Mm. So there's a considerable amount of water that's been reallocated to the environment. And do I think that's a good thing? Yeah, I think it's a great thing.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if people can get their stock watered, and the everybody wants to see, nobody wants to see a dead river. Nobody. But we have to also be reminded of history. And the Darling River particularly did not always run year in, year out, day by day before irrigation. So it's not going to do it after either. But the biggest thing, and Keith spoke of the $13 billion that's out there for the Murray-Darling Basin Authority. But what I find really sad is, yes, there's been some great work done, but there hasn't been any more dams or weirs or locks or lakes or anything. We've got all this water that flows out into the ocean right across the Australian seaboard. We've got all that grey water from southeast Queensland. It's a problem to them that if they whacked in a pipeline and sent it through, and if the inland rail goes through, and they're going to burrow a hole under Toowoomba anyway to get that water up, and it can be dealt with and cleaned up and used. The greatest sin of Australia is the gross mismanagement of our water. And sadly, more often than not, it's by the bureaucrats and weak ministries that are letting this bad management happen. And bad management's across the board, and we have to do something about it.
Yeah, Keith, on that Four Corners program, there was a guy, Gavin Hanlon. He's from the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries. And the irrigation lobbyists allegedly discussed this New South Wales abandoning the basin plan altogether. I mean, how badly has that revelation undermined your faith in the government's commitment to farming communities?
Well, I mean, for New South Wales to talk about abandoning the plan is absurd. I mean, it's up to the Minister Barnaby Joyce, the federal minister. He's a minister of the Crown. He's got to take action. And if he's in a position where he's not able to be uncompromised and take a firm stand on this, then the Prime Minister should get involved. But this is a national river. It's Australia's river for the whole of Australia. It's one river for one country. It must be kept healthy all the way down. And New South Wales, I believe, the majority of people, there are some selfish people taking water they shouldn't be taking. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of people, the majority of people in New South Wales, would respect the fact that this river is an iconic river and it needs to be cared for.
Well, the investigation's got some people asking, Katrina, if there will come a time when we need to consider abandoning cotton and other water-intensive crops in these parts of Australia, very dry parts of the country. What's your response?
Well, yeah, you've got to look at what cotton needs. Cotton needs water, yes, but also it needs certain type and certain weather. And I think the cotton industry is a very, very important industry in Australia. And at this point, I'd like to declare that my husband works for Auscot. So, yeah, but I'm bigger than that, and I can see further than that. I don't want to go back to sleeping in polyester sheets, and I'm sure that everybody, if they went to their wardrobe, would find that they had plenty of products with cotton in it.
Yes.
So the cotton industry isn't going anywhere. It's a very, very important industry to Australia. If we don't grow that cotton ourselves, then we import it, and we all know what happens then. The issue I still believe here, and I agree with Keith, that the majority of irrigators and farmers and graziers along the channel, which becomes the, you know, it starts off at the McIntyre and becomes the Bow and goes into the Darling and heads on down to the Murray, are responsible, law-abiding, decent people. But you haven't asked me what I think of that bureaucrat yet, and I'm looking forward to that question.
I think I know the answer. Keith, let's conclude with you, though. I mean, all things considered, do you have any faith that the Macquarie Street, the New South Wales government, will deal with this issue properly, that it will conduct a thorough investigation and punish any government staff found to have acted corruptly?
I believe the government has to activate an archaic inquiry into the whole event and what's been going on. It's more than just about a little bit of water. This is a huge threat to the future of Australia. I mean, the food bowl of Australia spreads all down along this river system. The only way you can keep this system healthy and active is by having the right amount of flows. And that's what the environmental flows are all about. So farmers are out there putting efficiencies in, doing the right thing. There's a few who are trying to sort of undermine that. That needs to be stopped once and for all. And we've got to have a healthy system. So we've got the end of our system, as you probably know, apart from our primary production, vegetables and all sorts of produce, one of the largest wine-growing regions. We also have the Coorong, which is a World Heritage Environmental Site. We're about to refilm the film Storm Boy, is about to be refilmed here. That'll be a good chance for people throughout Australia who have never been here to just see what is at risk down here by not looking after this river.
We are out of time. Keith, Katrina, thanks so much for being on RN this morning.
Thank you. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Keith Parks, Mayor of the Alexandrina Shire Council in South Australia. Katrina Humphreys, Mayor of the Moree Plains Shire Council in northern New South Wales. You're on RN.